It's Emma, and today I'm talking with Chris Orme from Whaley Choir about a special charity concert taking place. Well, thanks for joining us, Chris. Can you tell us what it is that's actually planned?
Well, it's a joint concert between Whaley Choir and Manchester Community Choir, who are coming down the A6 to join us, and it's in aid of Target Ovarian Cancer to raise funds and particularly awareness. Also to celebrate the life of Sally Mitchell, who sang with both choirs.
So I presume that's why it's that particular charity, is it?
Yes, it is. One of the co-organisers also sings with Whaley Choir, and she was a good friend of Sally. And Sally's partner will also be there at the concert and has helped to co-organise the concert.
Yeah, because I know the charity's looking at raising awareness, isn't it? So you're hoping the concert does the same?
Yes, that's one of our chief aims, because everybody listening should have a look at targetovariancancer.org, which is their website, because a lot of the symptoms are very vague and can be associated with other health conditions. So it's important that women and GPs know them and get checked out as soon as possible.
So the concert taking place, what can people expect?
Well, there's a real mix, because Whaley Choir sing some well-known pop songs that you can sing along to, traditional music, for example, from Scotland, some lively African stuff, down to classical stuff, a Russian hymn, some poetry settings, one by Buxworth poet Linda Goulden, and Manchester Community Choir sing a general mix of international songs about equality and respect, for example.
So when is this event taking place in?
It's on Saturday, May the 6th. It's at St John's Church, St John the Baptist Church, I should say, in Buxton. Doors open at 6:30, because it's slightly earlier than usual. The concert starts at 7 p.m.
Is it slightly earlier because it's two choirs taking part? Is that?
It is also to accommodate the fact that Manchester Community Choir are coming out from Manchester, and they're not just from the centre of Manchester. Some of them are from north of Manchester driving in, and they're bringing a coach over, so it's partly to get them to bed early as well. And it will be busy. There will be up to 100 people. That's the total for both choirs, so it is advisable to buy a ticket in advance, because the seating capacity will be more limited because of the size of the choirs.
Yeah. And have these two choirs performed on the same bill before, have they?
No, never, in fact. Because of this concert, it's been quite energising. Some of our members went over to sing with Manchester Community Choir. It has brought quite a lot of people together in different ways, which has been one of the nicest things about it, really.
Yeah. Now, tickets, how can people get hold of them?
Tickets are available online at wegottickets.com/2choirs, that's number 2 and then choirs, or if you're local, pop into High Street Books and Records in New Mills, Pear Tree Cafe in Whaley Bridge, and if you're in Buxton or near, go to the music shop at 11 Concert Place, just off the marketplace, called Music and More. That's closed Wednesdays, by the way. Tickets are £8, but if you're unwaged or low income, £6.
That's great. So just remind listeners, when does the concert take place?
Saturday, May the 6th, and it actually starts at 7 p.m., so please come along at 6:30. There will be refreshments on the night as well.